Support for KRVS comes from ABiz Magazine, bringing readers news and analysis on commerce in South Louisiana each month. From the boardroom to the showroom, ABiz covers business. Available in racks in Lafayette and New Iberia.
Hi, everyone. This is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up next time on Bill Street Caravan, we'll have the one and only Tony Joe White and rising folk artist Mark Edgar Stewart. We hope you'll join us. That's all next time on Bill Street Caravan.
Tonight at 11 on KRVS.
Hi, this is Bill from the Dirty Rice Show, inviting you to join us each Saturday night from 8:30 to 10 p.m. right here on KRBS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Might be superstition, some kind of something going on down there.
From the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, this is KRVS, 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, now broadcasting in HD radio technology.
got to give thanks to the man above. She's the best person I've met. Marrying her, I will never regret. I've got me a Zydeco girl. I've got me a Zydeco girl. She make me feel good when I feel bad. She make me happy when I'm sad.
Something going over there. Ladies and gentlemen, of course, you're listening to Zydeco Sound Parcelle with JBMC and all of the guests that actually appeared here in the studios of KRVS. Leroy Thomas is going to be away with Slim's Waikiki tonight and back to the old school. So Tony says that just expect to hear something from Leo Thomas and all of the old school musicians, and that's what's going to be playing. That's who's going to be playing this Saturday tonight. Something happened to my deal over there. You're messing around with my now I can hear it much better. Yeah, and of course we just want to say thank you, Mr. John Levine from Lake Charles, for stopping by, and Leroy Marceau from Falkirk Island or Kyle Island, one of those places out there. Kathy Victorian calling this morning and want to wish her brother Floyd a happy Father's Day. And all of his sister and all of that. And Dolores, of course, she said, thank you, Dolores, for putting up with her brother. And Bernadette, we wish you well, because I know you're battling a little problem over there. And condolences goes out to all of you, of course, that have lost a loved one in the past few days. And also, Michael Frank, we're going to try to get to you in a little while. Don't forget, on this coming Saturday, on the 21st of June, St. Joseph Catholic Church in Maurice will be sponsoring a Zydeco dance featuring Chris Ordway, and that's going to take place at W.O.W. Hall on Highway 92 in Maurice. And that's for the St. Joseph Catholic Church, again, this coming Saturday, starting off at 9 p.m. until 1 a.m. 18-year-olders, you're going to need a picture ID. It's going to be required in order to be able to get in. And they're saying no sagging pants. And if you want to get in, you better wear a decent shirt. And we don't want no problems with anybody. And if you have some precious tennis shoes, don't wear them because somebody might step on your foot. And therefore, you want to protect those tennis shoes, and you put your life before those tennis shoes. St. Joseph Catholic Church, a decent dance time. That's what you're going there for. And let's see, Melvin, there's some other things. Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, Father's Day coming.
Father's Day coming up. There's a family at the Family Clubhouses of Father's Day. And let's see, live performers by the Inner City Blues Band, Backstreet Rhythm and Blues Show Band. And that's all going to take place at 1224 Carmel Drive in Lafayette. And bring your tent. That's an outside event. And that's taking place tomorrow. And that's on Father's Day. And let's see, barbecue pit and chairs outside event. That's all taking place from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And that's, let's say, June the 15th, which is tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Either way,
uh-huh.
That's what Father's it is. Day. We got that. That's June the 15th. Uh-huh. And also the golf tournament coming up, John Neasy Memorial Scholarship Golf Tournament taking place this coming Saturday, starting off at 12 or 1 p.m. Actually, 1 p.m. tournament gets started. That's the tee time. And that's a two-man scramble. So in case you want to join them, please join them at 337-291-5557. That's who you need to call. Or call Dorothy Neasy at 337-706-5417. Okay, there's now Mike Morrison at same area code 962-9074. And that's for the golf tournament this coming Saturday over at Muni. And it's a beautiful golf course, by the way.
It's no longer Muni, huh?
They call it Hebert Municipal Golf Course. They always
was there?
Yeah.
Okay, because I always knew it as Muni.
Yeah, that's what it is. They just Muni because the municipal, they just do that. Anyway, that's what's going to take place today, next weekend as well.
And we got the 24th annual LeBeau Zydeco Festival in LeBeau Church Grounds, Saturday, July the 5th. John 2014, Gino Delafosse, Step Rito, Chris Hardaway, and Lil Nate and Brian Jack will close out the show, and that's located off Highway 71, half mile south past Stella's Truck Stop. And for more information, call Joseph Irving at 337-351-3902. And the church office at 337-623-0303, supported by St. Landry Tourist Commission. No refunds, no barbecue pits, no ATVs, glass containers, or ice chests. Only you and your chair can enter, and the gates open at 10:30 a.m. Music begins at 12 noon. And, John, we had a...
What's that?
We had our celebration of the
fourth. Yes, I read it on paper this morning.
Really? I need to get a copy of that, too. Celebration of Forefathers of the Year for 2014. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Let me go through this right quick. Yeah. We recognize Mr. Harold Parker in education, who is Father of the Year for education. Mm-hmm. We had
Alexander.
Mr. Alexander was in here.
Yeah.
If I can get to
mentoring.
This. Yeah. David Bro, Health and Wellness. Mm-hmm. You know David? You know this
guy? Yeah, I know David Bro, yes.
Okay, David Bro. And Eric Singleton for Economic Development. Mm-hmm. Father of the Year for that. So we had a lot of good things, a lot of them. So it worked out really well. We had a very good turnout last night. So it was great. It was good. And they were sponsored by the 100 Black Men of Greater Lafayette and also the Evangeline Area Council of the Bar Scout. So that was a real good deal. So had a lot of good people, a lot of good things happened last night. And we'll do something else again next year.
Yes, and I will be putting a lot of things on you. But, however, we have the fifth annual celebration of Clifton Chenier's over at Clifton Chenier's Club in Lauraville. And that's going to take place this coming Saturday, that's June the 21st, starting off at 12 p.m. Showtime begins at 1 p.m. And that's at Clifton Chenier Club on Ferdinand Crochet Road.
Uh-huh.
For more information, call Mike Vitol, 339-5903. And that's
who's
same
participating?
Code. Well, they got Horace Train, or Horace Trahome.
I guess it's
New
Trahome.
Austin, I guess that's Trahome. And Gerald Delano, and you know who that is?
That was supposed to be Gerard Delafosse.
Oh, Gerard Delafosse. Ah, that's what it is then. Gerard Delafosse, well, he got some typos on this.
Yeah, some real bad
typos. And the Zydeco Gators, Corey Broussard, at least he got that spot.
Got that one right.
Curly Taylor,
Got that right.
And the Backstreet Rhythm and Blues show featuring Eugene Alford. And so that's all.
Eugene Alford.
Yep.
Had a good time with Eugene Alford Sunday. Yeah. Sitting there talking with him. That was a great deal.
That was a good thing, though. Anyway, this is what's going to take in place. And they got other things, Archie. We're going to talk about it later on. But let's go to music, Melvin, 482-6991.
And this is going out to Michael Frank, the mouth of Eunice, and Mamu. And just want to...
And whoever called in actually for that, we didn't get the name on that. So you talking about J.J. Kaye?
No, not yet.
Oh, no.
Not yet.
Okay.
It's coming.
Oh, it's coming.
But,
okay.
Just trying to get it all in. But he also want to say happy Father's Day to Lionel and his brother Harry this morning. And we'll come back and talk a little bit, John, about Father's Day.
Good.
Father's Day is right around the corner.
And we got, of course, we got Wayne, not Lil Wayne.
It's not Wayne, Lil Wayne anymore?
He
changed his name.
Wayne Singleton
is
in the
Wayne?
Studio. He got a little accordion right there. That little thing is so small, man, you can put it in the palm of your hand.
Yeah, so now he's Wayne. No, no, Papa Wayne.
Yes, and
we're gonna give it Papa Wayne.
I understand. We're gonna be two Papa.
Two Papa Wayne. Two Papa Wayne.
Yes,
that's right. Two Papa Wayne.
Two Papa Wayne.
He got it. He got his new name. So when y'all see, it's gonna be two Papa Wayne. Then the same old two-step.
That's right.
And the new two-step.
That's right. All right.
Papa Wayne and the new two-step.
That's right.
Come on back with me. and pick a bale of cotton. Jump down, turn around and pick a bale of day. Jump down, turn around and pick a bale of cotton. Jump down, turn around and pick a bale of day. Oh Lord, pick a bale of cotton. Oh Lord, pick a bale of day. Oh Lord, pick a bale of cotton. Oh Lord, pick a bale of day.
Sent that out to all the cotton pickers picking cotton out there.
I don't know how many people ever pick cotton. John, you ever pick cotton? Don't lie.
I did. I used to pick at least 200 pounds a day.
What did I just say? 200 pounds a day. You pick cotton?
I picked a long time, man.
telling you, man. Picking the shirt off of the hanger, maybe.
Yeah, a couple of those.
I picked that a long time, man. I hated that in the morning when that dew would be on the cotton, man. I didn't like that.
Man, you heard your daddy talk about that. Don't even try that stuff. Even try pick cotton. Your daddy was like, boy, why you over there lying on the radio?
I don't believe he picked it.
What, you don't think?
Maybe. A little while.
A little while?
From Bellevue?
Yeah, a little while. Not a lot, though.
Yeah. Well, I picked cotton for a while, a long time.
Oh, I picked some cotton.
you know, for a long time. I never could. I wasn't the greatest.
I guess, man.
I wasn't the greatest cotton picker there was, but I was in the field with the heat. So
I picked some cotton.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. No, I came this morning just to hang out, man. But most importantly, I came to wish myself a Father's Day, a happy Father's Day.
And that's good.
You know, I'd like to thank myself for putting up with all of the stuff for all these years. So.
So you wish yourself a happy Father's Day.
On behalf of my wife and my kids, I'd like to thank myself.
Yeah, that's one way to make sure you get it, huh? make sure you get it. Oh, yeah, it is Father's Day. What you going to play for us? Poof.
I'm going to try to play something, man.
Okay.
Just a little something.
A little something, okay.
Since I brought it, y'all see, I don't never bring one. Yeah, yeah, so it's not in the best shape, but I brought one.
That's okay. Let's see it. Call
that? Little something about Boozoo, Johnny Billy Goat, man. I tried to do what I could with it, but I'm losing so much air here, man.
It's kind of hard to hold it, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to have to do like in the old days. Go find me some corn shucks or something.
Stuff it in there. Make sure you don't lose it. Keep it going.
Yeah, man. It's working the arm.
You got to do what you got. How long you been playing, man?
I guess about, with my own band, maybe close to 10 years, but I always did fool around with it. I was always playing other instruments with other bands, man. So I haven't been playing extremely long like a bunch of these other guys, you know.
Yeah, we got some been out there. They don't want to admit it, but some of them been playing. You know, you look at Gino, you look at Chris.
Probably since they could walk.
Yeah. You know, and Chris.
And it shows in their music, man.
Oh, yeah. They've been around.
I enjoy just looking at them play the accordion.
Oh, yeah, to put it in there. Yeah. You know, and I still think the smoothest accordion player, I still think is Dexter.
Oh, yeah.
He just a lot of people don't like to play it, but he's so smooth.
Yeah, a lot of people. There's a lot of guys out there like Dexter that people just, you don't hear about them, but those guys, man.
Yeah, I like watching him playing, just like he's not playing. He's just so smooth at what he do. Oh, yeah, but now he doesn't play. He don't play as much, but now he wants to,
Do you know how to play Cowboy Up?
Cowboy Up?
Cowboy Up?
You got to stand on the chair, yes. Cowboy Up. Now, somebody want to hear? Okay. We're getting ready to go on break in a few minutes while we try to figure out what Cowboy Up. Cowboy Up. Who made it?
I know who you're talking about.
Oh, you know what it is?
They're probably talking about, that's a song on one of my CDs called Cowboy Swag, maybe.
Oh,
I put that out like a couple of years ago. A lot of people come to the stage, hey, play that song Cowboy Up. I'm like, what?
Cowboy Up.
What is that?
Cowboy said, who made that? You made it. What? I made it? What it sound like? What is it? Oh, yeah.
Said, please play Sweet 16. And he said, do you realize I made that?
When I was
48 years ago.
Yeah, let me see if I could do that now. Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, but that's good. We're getting ready to go on break here in just a second, in about 8 seconds, but you going to play another one right after this?
I'll do that.
Okay, that sounds good. Right after we come back.
Hi, I'm Adam Ducey. Please join me on Sunday morning from 7 to 9 a.m. for Literary V here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Radio Acadie, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Regional Public Radio for Acadiana. KRVS-FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Okay, we're going to Cowboy Up.
I know exactly what song they're talking about, but unfortunately I have my little boy's accordion, so evidently it has a bunch of bullet holes in it. I don't think we're going to pull that one today.
We'll try.
Let's see. I'm gonna try to play it. Usually do it with my band.
John, I've come to the realization this morning, just watching him play, we ain't going to never get this.
No, it can be done, man.
No, it ain't going to be done now. Must be another life.
What it is, Melvin, is that we just don't have rhythm anymore in our fingers. That's what it is.
We need one. I mean, you know, they got technology. What? Maybe we got one that could, we could say it and say, okay, play. Yeah.
It'll play itself.
Call the alphabet.
They're making them like that now. A bunch of those digital accordions, we can program the song in there. And when you get on stage, just hit play on the accordion and just...
Oh, we could do that, John. I'm going to get me one of them.
We get us a band. I will do that.
We get us a band. We could get us some mannequins and have them put in chairs, put them behind the drum, and just move the hands up and down, get our own band. Let them do it. Say, man, we need that band there. What you want? I can play anything you want.
That's right.
That would be some good stuff.
What are you going to be playing, Wayne?
I'm going to Colfax this afternoon. They got a function out there.
Colfax, Lake Charles. I mean, Alexandria.
Yeah, last weekend we went to Connecticut. I was out there, so we had a pretty good time. We've been really lucky, moving around a lot, man.
Good.
Opening a lot more eyes. A lot of people say, well, we heard of you. We never saw you. The audience is getting bigger, so that's what I'm striving for, man.
Yeah, you and your brother, y'all traveling quite a bit, huh?
Who's that?
Delafosse.
Which one?
The scrub board man.
Lord, don't tell that man.
Y'all.
No, man. Everybody asks if we brothers, and the first thing
I tell you what, you see them, they look like brothers. They could
everywhere
be brothers.
Everywhere we go, people like, man,
you should see
brothers.
A scrub board play? You ain't never seen Lil Wayne scrub board?
Yes,
Betty's son.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
They could be related.
Yeah.
I guess, man, but I don't think he look quite as good as me, you know?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Well, he said the same thing. No.
Yeah, that's, man. Nah, so I don't know how. You know he didn't start playing the accordion, right?
Yeah, I'm the one teaching him.
Are you teaching him? Well, that's good.
So I kind of stopped that every time. I got to put some kind of guard over my finger instead of watching the microphone,
That's okay. That's okay. Right? Well, there's nothing wrong with sharing. Then that way, then he could play. Then you'd play the scrub board.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that? You don't believe that?
I don't.
You don't believe? Okay. I just suggestions. I know he's listening this morning.
He's on his way somewhere. I talked with him before I got here.
Uh huh.
Yeah, he's probably watching to see if I say something crazy.
Oh yeah, probably checking it out, making sure. All right, we're going to play some more music, and let's see where we're going to go now. Let me see what I want to do.
While you're looking for that, I just want to say happy Father's Day to Floyd. Floyd is over there at the Scott Farmers Market over there in Scott, Louisiana.
Yep. There's a problem.
What's that?
He's eating the vegetables, the stuff. Yeah. Sell one, eat one. That's the boot he's working.
Yeah, well, that's
sell
right
one, too. Eat one.
And also, you want to say good morning to Larry Hanks,
okay,
over there at the farmers market, and say all of you. And Jerome from Lake Charles, want to wish all of the fathers a happy Father's Day as well.
That is true. It is Father's Day, and you know, all fathers are not necessarily men.
No, not exactly.
All fathers are not necessarily men.
Right,
let me clear that up because some people say, he done lost his mind. Because some mothers are also taking the father's slot.
That's right.
So they're doing the mother and the father thing, you know. So we certainly want to thank all of you for doing what you do to help the kids. The kids are in such dire need, and it is summertime.
Mm-hmm.
The kids are running wild. The kids are having a good time. If you see them playing on the street, please be ready to put your brakes on. Get ready to slow down because they do not believe that you can hurt them. They believe they're tougher than the car. They do believe that they are not invincible. So please take care of the kids and know where they are, know what they're doing. Find some activities for them. Find somebody to look out for them. All those things for this summer so you can have a great summer and not have a disastrous summer. So please, beware of the kids that are out for the summer. All right.
Yeah, various programs are going to be taking place this summer. Well, we're going to talk about that later on before we go off the air. We'll tell you about that. So let's get to music.
that the enemy can break in two.
Hey, John, you wanted to hear John, J.J. Kaye, and Feeling Good.
Feeling Good, yeah. That's going out for some gentleman just called. Tucker. He keeps calling, and so he wants to hear that. But Patrice called in, and she wanted to wish a happy Father's Day to Olin Thibodeau.
Very good.
Yeah, so we got that taken care of. Oh, by the way, too, Horace Trahan, or Horace Train, is going to be at Whiskey River tomorrow afternoon. From 4 to 4 until. So Shane called in and make sure that it's Horace Trahan, it's not Horace Train. Okay, so he's going to be there tomorrow evening.
We just read it like it is.
Yes, that's what happens all the time. Okay.
All right, if it's wrong, it's wrong.
That's
if
wrong.
If it's right, it's right.
Okay.
Tucker, who's that you got that bottle of booze that means half for me and a half for you?
do what you do, cause I'ma do what I choose. And today I choose to break all the rules. I pass me the bottle, I'm gonna take it to the head. That means chug, chug, chug till I can't feel my face. Now I'm in this club, messed up like I knew I would, but not extremely tore up. Just feeling good, girl.
Tucker, GG Kaye, back at you again.
Why you didn't put the top back on the toupee?
Huh?
When you gonna cut the grass?
Talk to me?
Why you didn't put the toilet seat down?
Yeah.
You need to put the trash out. You need to get you a job.
A job? Oh, guess what?
I'm gonna do what I want, do it when I can. You're working on my nerves, just one more game. You're nagging me.
Nagging
me. That's right. I said you're nagging me.
That's not what you said last night.
You want me to wash the dishes, to feed the cat.
That's right.
To put out the trash and stuff like that.
Yes.
But you're nagging me. Nagging
these
me.
Things need
I
to be done.
You're nagging me. Oh, you're nagging me. Yes. You're
stop where we are. I'll break your heart. And a woman like you deserves a better man.
Don't leave me.
Well, as we come to a close of another great Saturday morning, it's only great because of you being with us. We certainly appreciate all that you do for us and all the contributions that you've made. And it is Father's Day this coming Sunday, tomorrow. So we just look for a little special treatment. That's all. Nothing major. Let us have our one day a year. That's you know, y'all got the rest. Just give us that one day. And everything will be fine.
That's all it is. I just wanted to say good morning to my two sons, John and Joey. Father's Day is always every day for me. And thank you for who you are and how you conducted yourselves. And so you continue to make Daddy very proud of both of you. So for all of you, ladies and gentlemen, all your fathers, we want to wish you a very good and happy Father's Day.
Absolutely.
Just remember, you have a duty to do. And if you know a young man or young lady who doesn't have a father around, step up to the plate sometimes and
do what you're supposed to do.
That's right. And try to help mentoring.
Sure.
And try to direct them in the right direction they need to go. Because they're not doing us any good in incarcerated because they really can't. And how to step up to be a father.
Yep. You're right. I want to say good morning to my family also, Bob and Mac, Megan, Melanie, and Marlon, to my brother. Val and Alfred, happy Father's Day to you guys and to all my nephews that are fathers. You're doing a great job. Keep doing what you're doing.
And I want to say also to my nephews right here, Mark, Beattie, and the rest of you, just happy Father's Day to all of you. And don't forget to join and stay tuned right here with Herman Fuselier. We'll be right back with us with the Zydeco Stomp. Don't you dare go anyplace. Have a good weekend, ladies and gentlemen.
Treasure.